Some questions have been with humanity for as long as time itself. Why are we here? What happens when we die? Is there intelligent life on other planets? Important, meaningful questions that deepen our understanding of the human condition. And some questions are completely pointless, dependent on emotions, and silly. How many ice cubes is the perfect amount for a soda? Does triple cheeseburger mean three patties or three different types of cheeses? Does the staircase go up or down? Unimportant, meaningless questions that don't really add anything. Join us as we seek the answers to the second type of questions. This is a show that will leave you wondering, who asked?
Who asked?
Okay. All right, welcome back to Who Asked. This is our first ever. Welcome back to Who Asked. This is our first ever double episode where we have a part one and a part two. Today's topic is random. They're just going to say what's on their mind.
Question. Didn't we do a part one and part two for the holidays?
No.
No.
Okay, we just didn't call it that.
I think it was
okay,
just planned, but it's
no, crap. What happened was that I think it got unplugged.
Oh yeah.
So I don't think we ever actually released an episode.
Okay.
Listen, I'll try to be careful this time.
This is the unreleased version of the holiday.
This is actually podcast. It's holiday in March.
Yeah. St. Patrick's Day. Oh, can I say I am sorry for being stupid last time about the Hogwarts Legacy thing.
Listen, you can watch these in any order. So, you know, what happens in one episode doesn't affect the others.
What happened? Single episode of The Simpsons ever. Nothing is canon anymore.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Okay. What you guys do over spring break? Because that just happened.
Pizza Tower.
Pizza Tower.
Yo, Pizza Tower.
Pizza Tower is great.
It's so good.
What is Pizza Tower?
We got a new guest, by the way. We have Emery.
This is Emery.
Hi. Yo. I have nothing else to say.
What did we?
Except for Pizza Tower is great.
What the heck is Pizza Tower?
Exactly. I stand.
What is Pizza Tower? Is it a pizza?
It's like Wario Land. Like, you know that game?
It's Wario Land, but like it's more stylized and.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Basically, better Sonic.
What's
basically.
It on? Yeah.
Better Sonic.
Yeah. Sonic, but he actually goes fast.
Yes.
Okay, well, I wish Nick was still in the game.
Yes.
What's it on?
Just PC. I don't think they're going to put it on Nintendo.
Steam.
They said they're not going to put it on the Switch.
I gotta.
Oh my god, this looks like an episode. This looks like it would be like on Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
The style is so good.
Yeah. Courage, just Courage the Cowardly Dog. That's what it looks like.
Oh my god.
Oh, cool.
And all the level intros look like intro cards for like an episode.
Oh yeah, and the names are so how do I say creative?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's funny.
Oh, it's new January.
Yeah. Oh wow, yeah. I went rock climbing and I also went camping and I also, what else did I do? I saw the new, who cares?
Wait.
The new Shazam.
I forgot that was
How
a
was
thing.
That? My parents wanted
me to go
see it.
It doesn't look good.
It doesn't?
It doesn't look good.
I saw a part of the trailer, and then I was like, this kind of looks boring. Like,
the first
episode was, it was okay. It was really
episode.
Cheesy.
The first movie. The first movie, I didn't think it was that good, and it had like a 90-something on Rotten Tomatoes, I think. Wait.
I only watched
Is that good?
Rotten
a 90? Think of it like grades.
Okay.
I only watched it because
I didn't know how high they went.
No, wait.
It was like the one of the few mature movies or something I could watch, and I was like, oh boy, I get to watch in like a 18 plus rated movie or whatever. And then it was also the same for they made like a 13 plus Deadpool, and I watched that a whole bunch because I was like, oh boy, I can act like I'm really old, but I'm actually only a 13-year-old.
Oh my god, I remember watching a. What was it called? Pixels? And wow, it's PG-13.
I liked that movie.
Yeah, I remember going to see it when I was probably...
We were young when that movie
came out.
I was
11 at the time. And there's at the beginning, there was so much bad language in there when I was a kid. And I remember my mom grabbed my arm and was like, we are not watching this. We left and we went to go see Minions instead,
really?
Which turned out to be really good.
Minions.
That's
funny. I mean, the Minions is alright.
My aunt and uncle had just gotten a 3D TV and we watched
it. Like the actual Minions movies.
You don't like the Minions movies?
What?
I should have.
Why don't you like Minions?
I didn't see the Rise of Gru one. I didn't see that.
I saw it. I dressed up.
I should have done the dress up thing, but I didn't.
Well, I just dressed nice because it was like
Sorry.
The cause and effect of the Minions movie. Like oh, the yeah, movie yeah. itself was all right, but the effect it created, ooh. Oh,
yeah, it's bad. Yeah. It's bad.
But that's not even part of our generation. That's the generation that's younger than us. Like, that's yeah. That's like the kids still in middle school. Like they're obsessed yeah. with Minions.
Like, I swear to God, like, I think it's like our older people that use Minions, right? Because, like,
Facebook Minion memes. Yeah.
I'm sorry to my mom who's probably watching this, but I remember, like, we were looking. And, like, we were talking about the new, the new DreamWorks logo where it, like, shows all the things. Talking about that. My mom was like, well, I know I get really excited when the Minions show up in the Illuminations logo. And I was like, oh, no. My mom's, like, around, oh, no.
Can I tell you guys about the time where, basically, in Splatoon 3, you can post these little images. You can just draw them. There was, basically, for one day, Minion memes just took over the plaza. That's what it's called.
Really, when I looked at it, it was all just, furries.
Yeah, but this was one day, and it was so dumb. I even made one.
I get ads on YouTube for furries. Like some weird, like, game, and it's, like, a
girl. I know
girl.
What you're talking about.
Yeah. And she's, like, in a really, like, not covered up clothing, and then she has, like, a wolf face, and I'm like, what the
can
I haven't seen yeah. any ads in a while because, let's just say hypothetically I put an ad blocker on Firefox. I did not, it's just, you know, hypothetically.
How do you put, what?
Wait, you use Firefox?
I don't think you're...
How do you hypothetically do that?
You use Firefox?
I don't think you're using hypothetically.
No one likes
correctly.
Chrome.
Why?
Also because he has, like, a Samsung phone.
Oh.
App. Is this on a computer that you're saying?
Yeah, I use the app too.
Oh, on a computer? Yeah. Oh, well, that's because, I don't know. I forgot Firefox was even a
thing. I just wanted to use return dislikes and ad blockers. I didn't care about what, like, Firefox actually does.
Oh, yeah, no. It's better for you to switch to Firefox because, like, Chrome eats up so much of your RAM, like, while you're playing game.
I don't play games.
Okay, I downloaded this thing when I first got a new computer. I downloaded this thing to play Minecraft mod packs. It downloaded some other thing that just ate up a whole bunch of, like, memories and stuff. And so I just, like, deleted that, and then I was like, whoa, this game run way games run way better when I don't have something eating up all of my memory.
Exactly.
Wild, dude. Who would have thought?
Oh my God.
Turns out, like, not having a lot of stuff open actually makes it run better.
Usually, if, like, one application is eating up that much RAM, it's usually a Bitcoin miner.
Did you guys hear about the Bitcoin the Bitcoin mine, and people were complaining that it was way too loud?
Yeah.
I think the main
problem some people have with Bitcoin miners is that they're creating pollution or something, right?
Yeah. Some of the
sound pollution.
They're getting rid of like CPUs or something that could be used for, like, actual computers instead of just holding imaginary money.
How did they do that?
Oh, did you guys?
Yeah. Software.
Did any of your Insta accounts get hacked and then your account started posting
Bitcoin
stuff, yeah.
No, I know a lot of my friends that did. I got a text. Let me see if I can find
it. Yeah,
they texted you to, like, invest in Bitcoin or something?
This one person I had on Instagram, let me see where it went. I was like, can you help me receive my old Instagram link? And I'm like, no. And they're like, what's your number? And I'm like, what? And they're like, I'm going to send you the link right now. And I'm like, what?
You can't get hacked if you don't have an account. The only account I have on social media, I guess, is YouTube. I only posted one comment. And it was where, like, it was someone was, like, commenting, like, oh, wow, she's such a great, voice actor or something for something. I was just watching this thing, and they're like, wow, they did a good job. She did a good job. And then this person commented he because, you know, they're, people are mean. And Jesus I just put Christ. You forgot the R in her. And I put in, like, a little smiley face. And that's the only thing I've, like, contributed to online.
Yeah. The only thing you've contributed ever to society. She forgot the R.
Lurker.
Sorry if I keep coughing. I was sick over
you forgot the
social
R.
Media.
Oh, wait, I can't say that.
Hey, you good?
Social media lurkers represent.
Oh, What?
Social media workers?
Lurkers.
Oh, here's the message. I need $100 to clear some bill, and my app is acting up right now. Spare me. I swear I'm going to pay you back tomorrow early in the morning.
That's so suspicious.
With a bunch of, like, the praying emojis and crying emojis. I'm like, what is happening?
Who are you?
Like, I'm going to need your help right now. Yo, hey, what's up? Yo, where'd you go, bro?
Stupid.
Where'd you go, bro? What's up,
and
bro?
I'm like, no.
Blocked. Dude, I only use you for Uber. Who are you? Yeah, just reply that and then.
Oh.
Wait,
you.
No, this is one of my.
Wait, who is it?
Yeah, not friends
just
anymore.
Just be like.
It was a friend, but not friends anymore.
That's why it was weird that they were like reaching out to you.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you reaching out to me? We don't talk anymore.
Just like reply.
Yo, bro, send me $100, bro. Please, bro.
Yo, just get my order of adult baby
praying
diapers back.
Adult baby diapers.
Wait, crap, no, that sounds, oh, no, no.
My men's
just adult
extra
diapers.
Large
My
baby
men's
diapers.
Extra large diapers.
Wow. It's silent. So Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
I love it. I play it on my Xbox, bro.
Bo, I've been playing on my Xbox way too much, Bo.
When I go to work over spring.
I don't play Call of Duty. Oh, but Counter-Strike 2 is looking good so far.
Oh, yeah. Over spring break, I was a camp counselor at the crossover, so... We would go to, like, the video game cave, the esports cave, and, I would go and play Call of Duty, and they're like, you're playing a gun game, and I'm like, yeah. Like, I'm not allowed to do that. I'm like, that's because you're, like, 7.
Yeah, calm down. You're 7. I'm, like, 10 years older
than you.
They're
like, whoa, you just killed him, and I'm like, yes, I did.
Murderer!
What kind of gun is that? That is a shotgun. That can hurt.
I'm pretty sure kids our age, when they were 7, were playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to, or watch SpongeBob.
You're one of the kids that can't watch SpongeBob?
I could. Now I can.
A very specific type of people weren't allowed to watch SpongeBob growing up, and I stick by that.
Were you not allowed to?
I was allowed to, and that's why I am who I am.
I remember, like,
and that says
a
lot.
I'm so sorry to everyone.
I don't know how, like, why your parents would ban that. I was never, like,
because
quote,
my parents
unquote,
are
banned.
Like that. Sorry, if you're watching
this
right now.
My parents didn't let me play, quote unquote, gun games till, like, 8th grade.
My mom wouldn't let me play Mortal Kombat in front of
but
my
the thing
siblings.
Was, so here's the thing, like, they didn't let me watch SpongeBob, I think, because, what was it? Like, he's too childish and an idiot. And
yeah,
so,
I was told it would make
think,
people
I think
dumb.
You,
no,
I think your parents,
told it would
Alex,
make people gay.
Gay?
Yeah,
wow.
That was an actual fear.
You can't watch SpongeBob, you'll start liking men.
Yeah, no, that was an actual
or
thing.
Or the other way around. Or some, I don't know.
Isn't Squidward, like, gay in a thing?
Probably.
What? I'm pretty
because,
sure SpongeBob
okay,
is gay.
Here's my
in real life? Or
here's
IRL?
My,
not the
here's,
voice actor.
Here's my explanation.
I was going to say, did they make SpongeBob gay in the show?
I was going to say.
Okay, here's my explanation. So, Squidward, one time he was, like, given a presentation. He got his, like, enemy, like, Squilliam or whatever. He was like, okay, just imagine them naked or something. He looked at Squilliam. He had, like, a huge muscle baddie, and he went, oh, no, he's hot.
I remember that. Like, you could just perceive it as, oh, no, he messed up.
But also, you could be like, oh, wait, no, Squidward.
Is SpongeBob
Alex,
gay?
I think your parents and my parents would get along for some reason. just because they didn't allow us to watch SpongeBob as a kid.
Wait.
My parents get along with people over the weirdest conversations.
Anyway, that scene still cracks me up. I love it so much.
I don't think SpongeBob was ever officially known as gay. But do you remember that one episode where they took care of that seashell?
Oh, yeah. I haven't ever watched it. I've watched, like, one episode of SpongeBob. I'm like, this is stupid.
No, it's funny.
No offense to everyone who likes to watch SpongeBob. I just...
SpongeBob's like an icon.
I like those shows that my grandma watches, like Grey's Anatomy and Blue Bloods. I love all those.
You like white women shows.
Wow.
Exactly.
I take offense to that.
Why?
Dang.
Because I'm just, a white woman.
But I'm not.
Okay,
exactly.
But are you? Well, you could be a woman.
You could.
But I'm not.
You could be.
In theory.
Emery, so, you know, what's your primary loadout for, you know, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Can we talk about?
You know, I got the.
Play.
I'm rocking the M4.
Let's talk about
the
M4 men,
and like whatever the
big
starting
men,
sniper
know,
is.
Something. AK. Can we talk about?
My boy.
Wait. Can
actually, Call of Duty's all right.
Can I talk about the game that beat it during Game Awards?
Is it gonna be Splatoon 3? Oh.
Really?
Yeah, you knew.
I remember so many people. There was like a huge fight between was it Sonic Frontiers and Genshin Impact. I was on the Sonic Frontier side because Genshin Impact sucks. But
Genshin Impact is just boobs.
And somehow yes. Genshin Impact won against Sonic Frontiers, and there was like a huge amount of outrage.
I'm angry.
And I was like, and I'm thinking, wait, this is just like this is just an award show. Like, who cares if that game is better according to like some people?
Yeah, no, Genshin Impact is just a big pile of boof. But at
it's
that
just
point,
boobs. Boof.
It's you know it's Oh yeah, it was all I heard user's was choice. That's like, what? User's choice, and apparently more people played Genshin Impact than Sonic Frontiers. I wanted
that makes sense.
Makes sense. It Sonic really... Frontiers was like just garbage.
Can I?
Oh,
what?
It was okay. It was okay. The Sonic franchise kind of
fell off. Yeah.
What?
But
I know that sounds
good.
Bad, and it's just like it was at that Guardians of the Galaxy 2 scene where I just start shooting you down.
I want to say something so bad. Splatoon 3 Game of the Year.
That's Game of the Year.
Wow,
it is
Game of the Year, really?
No, multiplayer of the year.
Splatoon 3. I think Call of Duty
I've
Modern Warfare 2
Splatoon.
Would be multiplayer of the
Elden
year.
Elden Ring.
Yeah.
No,
I think Elden Ring will be Game of the Year. No, it was.
Well,
I don't hear
anyone ever talk about these games. Like what? Splatoon, I used to play like on my what was it?
Nintendo Switch.
I never had a Nintendo Switch.
Wii U. What?
Really? I thought it was only
yes,
on Nintendo
Wii U.
Switch.
Yeah,
no,
I played
Wii
on
U.
Wii U.
And I mean, I never hear anyone talk about Splatoon anymore, other than Avani.
Well,
it means
that's because
yeah.
it's underrated.
And,
okay?
and also, whatever game you just said, I'm like, I've never.
Elden
You've
Ring.
Never heard of
You've
Elden
never heard
Ring.
Of Elden Ring?
Wow.
The game of the year.
No.
The most annoying and most challenging game. I've never met anybody that beat it except for my younger cousin who beat it twice just because he could.
I didn't care.
And
about
he has
Elden
no
Ring
social life.
Yeah, well, that's anyway, what happened.
But it took me so long to beat the game.
Splatoon 3 multiplayer game of the year. I am bragging. I'm still bragging, even though it was months ago.
Splatoon was good. I played Splatoon 3 a bit. Never really got through it because Call of Duty came out. But let's talk about Left 4 Dead 4, the game that came out just today.
Left 4 Dead 4?
Oh,
wait, I've never played Left 4 Dead. My friend told me it's really good.
What was the game?
I played a little bit of the beta with my friends.
Oh yeah, no.
Last year, it was pretty fun, but
yeah.
Back
you
for know,
blood?
I don't like playing at PC because it hurts my wrist because carpal tunnel.
Yeah, but like. The game has parrying now, so, like, that's a very... Well, actually, hold on.
I didn't understand
Wait,
it, though.
What game was it again?
I forget. Left for...
What do you do in it? What's the point of it?
I think it's a zombie survival game.
Yes, zombies. No. The zombie one.
So it's like a zombie mode of Call of Duty, or what?
I think it might probably...
No. Not even close? No.
Not even close.
I've
never I don't know.
It.
I've never
Have
seen it.
Have you ever met somebody that wanted to live in a zombie world? Because I hear those people exist.
Alex.
I don't want to live in a zombie world.
I can see Alex living in a zombie world.
No, I mean want to live in a zombie world.
First.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So
Emery would probably be the last one surviving in a zombie world.
I'd be the first to die.
No, Alex would.
Okay, fair. Second to die.
Sophia, where would you be? Would you survive in a zombie apocalypse?
I think I'd be like middle. Like I'd if it was a show, I'd definitely die like
The Walking Dead.
There's like 10 seasons. I may die like season 5.
I finished it after I was like I'm not watching the third season of this. I'm like this is terrible.
Okay,
it's still going?
Yes, they're still making shows.
Okay,
what?
But imagine
same with Grey's Anatomy, they're moving on to like their 20th season.
Okay, but imagine the smell though. Like no.
Rotting flesh everywhere. I mean, it's something.
Have
you
seen how they do the auditions for the zombies? Have you seen what they do?
What do they do?
Oh my god! I'll text y'all the link.
They slice off their heads and
they
see how far they can go with their heads off.
It's like, what?
They slice off their heads and see how far they can go with their heads off.
No.
20 seconds.
They all like act like they're zombies on a stage, and they have numbers on their chest, like just like 327 or whatever. Like in a race, like people are running, they have like. Those tags with the numbers on them. And, like, the directors or whatever will watch them. They will sit at a table and they will watch how some people act for the position. And,
that's so weird.
And
that's funny.
I'll send you all the YouTube link. It is so funny. It's, like, a 30-second clip. It's, like, the directors are walking around. They're just, like, marking off things on their clipboard. It's, like, people just walking around like zombies. It's really weird.
That is...
Oh, yeah, now I remember. So I remember, like, the thing I remember Splatoon 4. Like, there was, like, one song that was called Seep and Destroy. I just remember that was, like, they named a song after the the what was it? Like the way people would burn down villages and like destroy stuff in the Vietnam War.
Wow.
Yeah, but also it's also the funny Bing Bang song.
What did you? Oh.
It seriously goes bing bang da 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 da.
Bing, and then you hear the screams of the damned, probably.
Yeah, it's fun. It's funny because.
Yeah, I never really listened to that much.
In Splatoon, the first 2 weeks of Splatoon 3, everybody found out there was an Easter Island Moai locker decoration. So people decorated their lockers with the Easter Island Moai, and it was weird. And like, why did they put this in the game? It was pretty funny. Well, it shouldn't be funny, but it was.
Splatoon is the key to the devil. Wait, what was it? Oh, yeah, I remember, like, all those people were like, video games, the key to the devil. With Doom, the game where you kill demons and destroy hell. I mean, I can understand maybe with, like, Binding of Isaac, maybe, because that game's kind of... Oh.
I'm showing the clip.
It's just people in, like, jeans and shirts walking around, like, they're insane.
And then the director's just like right
director,
here.
It's like he's so serious. This is like such a serious thing, and yet it looks so goofy.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Just walk around. You don't move your arms. You just...
That one guy in the black shirt and baseball shorts, like, he's really getting it.
Basketball shorts. There were some... I watched another clip. There was some, like, crawling on the ground, and some were getting, like, stepped on. Oh. I'm like, wow.
That guy, like, is bending his ankle, dude.
Yeah.
I have a totally...
He probably got the part.
I have Definitely. A totally unrelated question. What do you guys do to get outside? And
I just go outside.
Dude, it's
just
not...
play basketball or
it's
something.
It's not that hard. What I do is my brother... No, not my brother. My dog. My dog will want to go outside, so I'll just sit outside with him.
Yeah, because...
So he'll, like, be sniffing, like, the grass, and I'll just do my homework outside.
I don't really go outside at all. If I'm bored at home, I'll go to the hockey rink and I'll practice. Well,
that's inside.
Yeah, well, I know. That's why I said not outside.
At least... Well, I mean,
you
yeah.
used to practice on, like, your rollerblades in the street.
I used to ride my bike a whole bunch.
I should say outside the
house. Now my car's
house,
in the way.
You know, to stuff you do to have a life, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's
don't
easy.
Don't have a life.
That's
why we're doing this.
Skateboarding, either just skateboarding, but I feel like I'm just bored.
Roller skating is pretty fun, but I just realized how much I love rock climbing.
No, rock climbing is fun.
I used to rock climb at Main Event, and then somebody fell and broke their arm. So now
what a loser.
Now I can't rock climb at Main Event because they had to shut it down.
They still have it there.
It's shut down. You can't go in
when
there.
When did they do that?
Like, the beginning of the year.
Oh,
like, I've been to Main Event like 5 times this year. I hate it. Because all the little
children. So many people had to have fallen off and broken something.
It was like somebody that
fell off. No way, just one injury. Did they die?
Well, so what the issue was, it was a safety concern. Like, the actual equipment itself wasn't, like, safe. And then they sued.
Ooh.
So they might have fallen down because they were bad at rock climbing. But this was, like, a safety issue.
It's not their fault.
They sued.
Let's make a protest. One of us starts a petition. Bring back wall rock climbing.
That was like the only fun thing to do.
I just go.
And the video games, but like.
The bowling.
Yeah.
Laser tag.
Bowling is
fun.
Laser tag.
Boring.
What is y'all's take on laser tag?
Hate it.
It's awesome.
Why do you hate? I love laser tag. I would purposely like do laser tag for my birthday
fine.
Every
you
year.
You know what? AV laser tag party.
AV laser tag party at Pinnacle.
It's overstimulating.
Dirks will like look over,
honest.
Like all of us. He won't even have to go up on the top, like where the bridge.
I know,
is
Mr. Dirks
us.
Would just be like,
pew pew pew. Because
Mr. Dirks
is probably like, how tall is he?
6'7".
He's just
no
heavy
way.
Class.
He's taller than that.
He's 6'7".
Okay.
Honestly,
he's 6'7", but I bet if he like stands
six,
up
seven,
straight, he's
six,
like
6'9". 6'9". He's a big guy, so you know. I saw him riding his bike yesterday, and I honked at him. While blaring my music, but you know, he had some headphones in.
What music do you blare? Country?
In laser tag?
You look like a country boy.
I do. That or rap or rock.
Rap and country actually do make sense.
Oh, it's time for lunch.
Yeah.
What class would you be in?
It's time for lunch.
Well, we're going to conclude this episode here.
We'll do a part two tomorrow.
Part
though.
One. Mm-hmm. Yeah, part two will come tomorrow.
Wait, here's the idea.
Wait.